From what I have gathered, the objectives and goals of the demonstration was to, in a very clear way, send a signal to the U.S. government and to European governments as well, that Ethiopia is capable of addressing its problems and issues, that the Ethiopian government is there to listen to what the American government is saying. But when it comes to make some kind of a dictate or diktat, as they say in French or Latin, that it will not allow the interference in the internal affairs of Ethiopia, that the Ethiopian government says that it is being sort of pushed to talk to the rebel group, the TPLF, who were in power for 27 years and who lost power 3 years ago and who want to make a comeback to power again. And thirdly, this is a message of solidarity with the Ethiopian army.
Professor Hailu, you know that the United States government and other Western governments have accused the Ethiopian military of some gross human rights violations. And in fact, there's a threat to remove Ethiopia from the African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA. Your comment?
Yes. Great questions. When it comes to the Ethiopian-American official relations, it goes back more than 100 years. Ethiopia being the first black African nation, independent nation, to be represented in the USC, as you know, Mr. James. What happened right now is that the government is saying that the war was started officially in November the 3rd and November the 4th, 2020. The war was started by a certain rebel group who has ruled Ethiopia brutally for the last 27 years and wanted to make a comeback. And the Ethiopian government's position is that it is its responsibility constitutionally, as well as what the Ethiopian people expect from it, is to defend the territorial integrity. So that is the issue, and that's the position. And the Ethiopian government and the Ethiopian public are really unhappy and sad. They feel that the American government has taken sides because the American government is pushing the government and the rebels who took up arms and who defied the constitution to be put in equal parity. And the government is saying that that should not be the right position of the American government.
So, Professor Hailu, people say if Prime Minister Abe won the Nobel Peace Prize, how come he cannot come to the negotiation table to end the war peacefully?
That's a great question. Another great Mr. James. Yes, Dr. Abe was recognized in his first year of office as a peacemaker within Ethiopia, which the TPLF regime was not able to accomplish. And then those groups who lost power, they began to agitate and they attacked the Ethiopian federal forces in, as I said already, November 3rd and 4th, that fateful day. And hence, Abe, as the prime minister of the country, as the commander-in-chief of Ethiopia, although he is a peacemaker, he had the constitutional duty and expectation from the Ethiopian government and the Ethiopian people and the army to safeguard the territorial integrity of Ethiopia.
Professor Hailu, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, Mr. James Bhatti. Thank you for having me.